Fred was a 1970s rock and roll band from Los Angeles, California. They were one of the most popular pop groups of the early 1970s. The band earned a string of well-crafted melodic soft rock singles. Fred consisted of David Gates, Jimmy Griffin, Rob Royer, Mike Botts, who joined in 1970, and Larry Connectill, replacing Royer in 1971. Gates, Griffin, and Royer formed the group in 1968 and signed with Elektra Records. Album Back in Black by Australian hard rock band AC/DC. It is to this day one of their most well-known songs, being the first on their comeback album after the death of vocalist Bon Scott, and the first appearance of his replacement, Brian Johnson. While rumors suggest that many of the lyrics on Hell's Bells were written by Scott, AC/DC's members have said that the song was entirely composed by Angus Young, Brian Johnson, and Malcolm Young. This song was written to commemorate the death of Bon Scott. He was found dead in his car due to an alcohol-induced coma following a night of serious binge drinking. The bell in the song was cast for the band. They tried to capture different bell sounds from around London, but found they could not. They decided to get their own bell made, and the recording of this bell in the song was played by the caster. King was most active as a singer during the first half of the 1970s, though she was a successful songwriter for considerably longer both before and after this period. She was born Carol Klein in 1942 in Brooklyn, New York, and attended Queens College, where she was a classmate of Neil Sedaka and inspired Sedaka's first big hit, Oh Carol. She wrote O'Neill in response. While attending Queens College, King befriended Paul Simon and Jerry Goffin, with which King soon formed a songwriting partnership. The Goffin-King partnership first hit it big with Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, recorded by the Shirelles. Other songs written by the duo were Take Good Care of My Baby, Some Kind of Wonderful, Chains, The Locomotion, Go Away Little Girl, One Fine Day, Up on the Roof, Don't Bring Me Down, and Pleasant Valley Sunday.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay?
Someday Never Comes was CCI's last top 40 single. It was also the last single to be released while the group still existed. Someday Never Comes describes the singer's self-consolation as he tries to accept the breakup of a marriage and loss of access to his son. It was painfully clear that John Fogerty was referring to Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's a little known fact that the band played a performance at the Woodstock Music and Art Festival. Their set was not included in the movie or in the soundtracks because Fogerty felt that this performance was subpar. Several CCI tracks from that event were included in the commemorative box set years later, however. The band complained that they had to take the stage at 3 a.m. in the morning because the previous artist, the Grateful Dead, jammed far into the night and passed their scheduled set. By the time CCR began playing, many of the audience had already gone to bed.
Daddy, oh!
was written in reference to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago in 1968. The times were very violent and riots were threatened at the convention. The mayor of Chicago, Richard Daley, basically told the police to use all necessary force to keep order, and they did with a vengeance. The lyrics refer to the Chicago 7 trial, where protesters at the convention were charged with intent to incite a riot. The first line of the song refers to Bobby Seale, the only black plaintiff, and the 8th member, who was actually gagged and bound to a chair in the courtroom. He was later removed from the trial, leaving 7. The 3 most famous names from this trial are Tom Hayden, Abby Hoffman, and Jerry Rubin.
Freedom, how can such a thing be fair?
are listening to WIRFR 93.3 Rockland, 99.3 Camden. Born Henry John Dutschendorf, Jr., John Denver, was one of the most popular artists of the 1970s. He recorded and released some 300 songs. Sunshine on My Shoulder, from his breakthrough album Poems, Prayers, and Promises, was released as a single in 1973 and went to number one on the Billboard's Hot 100 charts in the U.S. The song was performed by John Denver, who also shouldered most of the writing. Though often associated with a TV story about a young woman with a terminal illness, the song, according to Denver, is the need for spring to come after a cold, wet winter. About the song, Denver wrote, "I wrote the song in Minnesota at the time I call late winter, early spring. It was a dreary day, gray and slushy. The snow was melting and it was too cold to go outside and have fun. But God, you're ready for spring. You want to go outdoors again and you're waiting for the sun to shine and you remember how something just, the sun itself can make you feel good. And it was in that very melancholy frame of mind that I wrote Sunshine on My Shoulder." Denver was killed when the Long Easy aircraft he was piloting crashed just off the coast of California at Pacific Grove.
I could wish for
make a wish for sunshine all the while. Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
Are an American rock band that was formed in Los Angeles, California in the early 1970s. With 5 number one singles and 4 number one albums, the Eagles were among the most successful recording artists of the 1970s. The band was formed in 1971 when Linda Ronstadt's then manager John Boylan asked Glenn Frey, Bernie Leadon, and Randy Meisner to do backup for Ronstadt while touring. He was short of drummer until Frey phoned Don Henley. The Eagles broke up in 1980 and were disbanded for 14 years, but reunited in 1994 for Hell Freezes Over. For the record, we never broke up. We just took a 14-year vacation. Take It to the Limit is only one of three top 40 Eagles songs not sung by Don Henley or Glenn Frey, the others being I Can't Tell You Why, sung by Timothy B. Schmidt, and In the City, sung by Joe Walsh. An odd piece of trivia is Randy Meisner, the lead on this song, is from the state of Nebraska and is the only artist ever from that state to be the lead singer on a top 40 hit. Someone Saved My Life Tonight by Elton John off the album Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy was written, in fact, by his lyricist Bernie Taupin. The song is based on an incident from an early time in John's career. Taupin's lyrics refer to the time in 1969 when Elton considered marriage to his girlfriend, a pickle onion heiress named Linda Woodrow. The couple met at a cabaret club in Sheffield, where Elton was in a British blues sing-along John Baldry's backing band. Elton and Linda were sharing a flat with Bernie on Furlong Road in London's East End. Hence the opening line, "When I think of those East End lights," while having serious doubt about the looming marriage, and after an evening of drinking with friends, including Long John Baldry, who tried to dissuade him from marrying Linda, Elton came home and tried to gas himself to death by laying near an open oven. However, he'd left the windows open and it had no effect. Bernie Taupin found him a little while later lying on the floor with his head on a pillow. After the initial shock, he burst out laughing, as it was such a comical attempt at suicide. Sugar Bear, in the lyrics, refers to Long John Baldry. Regarding the lyrics, clinging to your stocks and bonds, paying your HP demands forever, there are two schools of thought as to what this means. Clinging to your stocks and bonds refers to his fiancée's inherited investment portfolio. An HP demand is something akin to an installment loan with payments taken directly out of your paycheck. It is thought that John was distressed at his fiancée's extravagant lifestyle that could not be maintained by her portfolio's earnings and would need constant loans against it. Another thought is, clinging to your stocks and bonds is a metaphor for a gay man being physically and mentally restrained in a marriage of convenience. Paying your HP demands forever means paying for this convenience on a weekly basis. My friend rolling around the basement floor pretty much describes the party that night, as all attending were drunk and high beyond all reason. Someone Saved My Life Tonight is widely regarded as one of the most emotionally charged John Taupin collaborations, and overall is considered to be a classic.
When I think of those East End lights, muggy nights, curtains drawn in the little room downstairs, prima donna, Lord, you really should have been there, sitting like a princess perched in her electric chair. And just one more beer, and I don't hear you. I'm
stocks and bonds, paying your HP demands forever.
Buffalo Springfield was a short-lived but influential rock group that served as a springboard for the careers of Neil Young, Stephen Stills, Richard Furay, and Jim Messina, and is most famous for the song For What It's Worth, written by Stephen Stills. Stills reportedly wrote the song in reaction to escalating unrest between law enforcement and young clubgoers relating to the closing of the Pandora's Box, a club on West Hollywood, California's Sunset Strip. The song's title appears nowhere in its lyrics, and many casual listeners likely know it better by the famous first line of its chorus, "Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down."
Something happening here, what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being wrong, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat, 1,000 people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey.
If you have a favorite song from the 60s or 70s that you would like to have played, please feel free to write. My email is phantomtracks@gmail.com. Also, I'm always hungry for songs and band info, so if you have some really neat facts about a band or about their songs, feel free to send it along. Thanks for listening.
Green Tambor.